Unit 1, Activity 3. Types of Accommodation. Listen to the guests talking about the amenities they want in their hotels. The first time you listen, circle any of the amenities you hear the guests talk about. Then, listen again, and complete the chart by listing what each guest wants and thinks is important in the space provided.
I travel a lot. Up to 3 months a year, so I guess you could say I spend a quarter of my life in hotels. For me, the ideal hotel has big rooms with comfortable beds and good facilities, including a business center. It should also be as near the center of town as possible, but within easy reach of the airport. In fact, an airport shuttle is always nice.
I love going on vacation, especially in Europe. I worked hard all my life, so I feel I deserve a little luxury now, and I don't mind paying for it. I like a hotel with a sauna and full spa services so that I can have a massage and get my nails done. If you ask me, a hotel that doesn't make you feel really special isn't a hotel.
I like smaller hotels because you can learn more about the country, the people, and the culture. And I like when they make free breakfast for you in the morning so you can taste the local food. The staff has more time for you at small hotels. I think that most of the big hotels are so impersonal, they look all the same when you are inside them. You can't tell what country you are in.
It's my job to visit hotels. Not just the deluxe five-star ones, but also the small family-run places with only a few rooms. But if you're asking me personally, the most important things are comfort, polite and friendly staff, and efficient service. There should be air conditioning if it's hot outside, and a warm smile to greet you in the morning. Anything else is really a bonus.